that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, yours forever, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. In your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to silence. The roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe out of the
Psalm 103, verses 2 to 4 read, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion." And verses 10 to 12 say, "He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us."
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. Trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior. I sought the Lord and he
just want to continue to recount the reasons for our faith. So if you would be willing to just lift up some praises to the Lord, specifically naming the reasons that we can place our trust in Him. Yes, Lord, there are so many wonderful reasons that we praise You, that we trust in You, that we place our faith in You. And so, Lord, may those reasons just fuel our praises this morning, that no matter what season of life we find ourselves in, a good one or a hard one, that we would still praise Your name, for You are worthy. Amen.
Blessed be Your name in the land that is plentiful, where Your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be Your name. Sing You. Blessed be Your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be Your name. Every blessing You pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes, I will say, blessed be the name of choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.
Jesus, we declare our praises to you this morning, for you are worthy in every high and in every low. Jesus, we choose to place our faith in you, for you are with us through it all. We thank you and praise you for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, would you renew within us this morning more gratitude for what you have done and for who you are. And so, Lord, just speak to us by your word this morning and transform us in your presence. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, worship team. Before you are seated, if you are able, I invite you to open your Bible to Matthew chapter 20. As we would stand in honor of the reading of God's word, but as we would prepare to read God's word, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed at this time for children's church, and we bless the children as they go, just as we were reminded last week that Jesus welcomes the children to himself, that he would speak to them as they go. Matthew chapter 20, beginning in verse 1 through verse 16, Jesus says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. And he told them, 'You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, 'Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?' 'Because no one has hired us,' they answered. And he said to them, 'You also go and work in my vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first.' The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. 'These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour,' they said, 'and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day.' But he answered one of them, 'Friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You may be seated.